Job chapter 14, verse 14. If a man die, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change come. That's what we felt like reading in your hearing today. And we certainly need your prayers for just a minute. I'll try to be brief. I want to preach to you about change, if the Lord will be my helper for just a few minutes. You can say what you want to, nobody likes it. Well, I do okay, preacher. Well, how you going to feel when you go into work in the morning and they say you don't have a job anymore? Nobody likes change. We all like to stay the same. But I'm going to say this. We've got a God that was so big that he spoke and the world was formed.
Amen.
Yeah, preacher, he hung the sun and the moon and the stars. You better read your Bible. He didn't hang them. He spoke and they hung themselves. He spoke and the land and the sea divided. He spoke and the fish of the sea were formed. The fowls of the air were formed. The beasts of the field were formed. Everything that we know, God spoke it into existence, except the thing that you look in the mirror and see. He took the time and put his hands on man and created him. And I've heard people say, well, preacher, I just don't know if I'm saved. I just don't know if I'm right or not. You mean to tell me that a God that could just speak the earth into existence, that's so big that he created all that we see and you don't know whether you have him or not? I'm going to say this. He makes a change.
Amen.
When you get him, he makes a change. So let's look at Naaman for just a minute. It's over in 2 Kings chapter 5. And you pray for me for just a minute. You know Naaman, he had a disease. He was captain of the host of the king of Syria, a mighty man of valor. But he had one problem. He had leprosy. There was no mistaking it. He knew it. Everybody that looked at him knew it. He had leprosy. He couldn't hide it. That's just what he had. And you know the story. I'll not go all into it. There was a little maid that was held captive. And she said, if my master just knew of the prophet that's down there in Samaria, he could go and speak to him. And I know he'd be made whole. That speaks of faith. Let's move on. Naaman went down there and talked to the man of God. And he didn't talk to him. He talked to his servant. And the servant told him what the prophet had to say. He told him to go down there and dip himself seven times in Jordan, and he would be made whole. He went down, and amongst his protest, because he didn't want to do what God wanted him to do. Did you know flesh is enmity against God?
Blessed.
Did you know it crosses our will? Did you know that doing God's will don't always fit what we want to do in the flesh?
That's right.
Naaman said, well, I could go down to Pharpar and rivers of Damascus. They're a lot cleaner than this river Jordan. There's only one way to get clean, and that's to come down to Jordan and be made whole. And so Naaman went down, and he dipped once, twice, three, four, five, six, seven. And when he came up seven, did he have to look and wonder if he had been made whole or not? Did he wonder about it? No, his flesh was clean as a baby's, as a newborn baby. He knew there had been a change.
Amen.
There's no mistaking when you get God, there's a change. Amen. You pray for me for just a few minutes.
And bless him, Lord.
I know what people say about us.
Yeah.
They say we're Baptists. They say you make a trip to the altar. That's all you've got to do. And that's what you all believe. No, it's not.
Come on,
we believe in making a change.
Amen.
We believe in a God that's big enough that he can change your want to.
Amen.
He can change the things that Paul said, the things I once loved, I now hate. The things I once hated, I now love. He changes your want to.
Amen.
Right. He makes a new creature out of you. He makes you want to love everybody. He makes you want to be among. Is that not right?
Yeah.
Does he not make? I have a desire when church times come. I want to be with God.
Amen.
I get fed at the house of God.
Yeah, come on, man.
You know what's wrong with a lot of our Christians, and I don't mean to cast judgment, but a lot of our Christians, so-called Christians, are emaciated. They're starving to death.
Amen.
It's been so long since they pulled up, and just like the Marty made the testimony tonight about Mephibosheth when he pulled up and sat down at the table and the tablecloth covered him. He's just one more of God's little children. It's been so long since some of our so-called Christians have sat down at the table and eat a good spiritual meal. They're starved to death. And you know what happens when you don't eat? You get weak. When you don't eat, you can't feel God like you'd like to. Now you pray for me for 2 minutes. I'd really like to get right where the Lord would have me. And so,
bless you, Lord.
God makes a change. Let's look at some folks that had a change in their life. Do you remember the little lady that had the issue of blood? She had been to many physicians and she grew worse rather than growing better. She spent all that she had and she said within herself, if I could just make it to the hem of his garment, I know I'd be made whole. You know what that's called again? That's called faith. I'm afraid if it's not right there in our hand, we won't believe it in this day and age. But I'm telling you, if you ever please God, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. By it our elders obtain a good report. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You can't get saved without faith. By grace through faith you're saved, and that not of works, lest any man should boast. It is the gift of God.
Amen.
If I preach another 30 years, it won't help me not one bit to make it from earth to glory. It took faith, believing that Jesus could save my soul.
Amen.
And his grace made it so.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Bless him. Lord.
Bless him.
We preach eternal salvation. I certainly do. But I believe once you get that, it makes a change in you.
That's right.
Amen.
Yeah.
You know her story. Crowd thronging Jesus. Now sometimes the Lord just gives it to me. I can't spit it out fast enough. And sometimes I have to just feel my way. And now's one of those times. So
bless him, Lord.
Bless
him.
Crowd thronging Jesus. Didn't look like she's going to get there. It didn't look like she's ever going to be able to get rid of that disease that plagued her. Just look, he's way over there. All that crowd around him. I'm in a weakened state the way I am. Satan said, you're just going to have to live with it, sis. You might as well give up and quit. And I can see her making her way. I could be like she did. I could just crawl right through here, couldn't I? And you might step on my hand. You might accidentally knee me. She got knocked down, no doubt. Pushed aside because people were thronging the Savior. I don't care how hard it is to get to him. If you can get to Jesus, he'll make the change.
Amen. Amen. Bless him, Lord.
I can see her getting knocked down, crawling, maybe even down on her stomach, reaching as far as she could reach. But she made it. She made it. Made it to the hem of his garment. And I believe the very instant that she touched the hem of his garment, the issue of blood was staunched. There was a change. When did it take place? With therapy and lots of conversations with medication? No! Immediately the blood was staunched and there was a change in her. And you know what happened? It didn't go unnoticed. Jesus said, "Who touched me?" And his disciples said, "You see this crowd that's around you, and you say, 'Who touched me?'" Oh, Jesus said, "Somebody touched me, for I felt virtue left my body." And you know what you had to do? With the heart, they're believing unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. She came forth trembling and told what had happened to her. Oh, if nothing had happened, if there'd been no change, she had had no testimony.
Amen.
But there's a change. The Lord makes a change in you.
Amen.
Yes, he does.
Amen.
I will wait for my change to come. I could preach to you about Legion. Same chapter there. I guess you'd say he had a mental illness. Might have been a chemical imbalance. Might have been bipolar. I don't know what was wrong with him. But there had been a lot of people tried to help the old boy. There had been a lot of people tried to give him good advice. They had tried to keep him from harming himself. He cut himself. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Well, preacher, I don't see how somebody could do that. We do stuff that's harmful to us every day.
Amen.
When we don't pray, we're harming ourselves. When we don't read our Bible, we're harming ourselves. When we allow the filth of this world to enter in this ear and this ear, we're harming ourselves.
Amen.
When we put distance between us and God, we're harming ourselves. Legion hurt himself. They had chained him down. They had tried to counsel him. They had done all they know to do. And when Jesus stepped off the boat at the Sea of Gadarenes, we hear Legion say, "I pray thee, torment me not. I've got all I can take. I can't handle anymore. I've gone as far as I can go. Please don't put anything else on me." And Jesus said, "What is thy name?" He said, "Legion, for we are many." Oh, let me tell you something. I know people say that the Lord will put on you more than you can bear. Satan don't care. He's trying his best to break you.
Amen.
And he'll lay everything on you he possibly can to get you shattered and broken where you feel like that you just give up and quit. But I've got news for you. There is someone that cares about you. There is someone that loves you. There is somebody that can take the broken pieces of your heart and put them back together again. Who is that, preacher? It's Jesus. And he can make a real change.
Amen. Amen. Bless him, Lord.
Now you know Legion's story. You've heard me preach it. You've read it. You've heard it taught in Sunday school. When the people of the city came down to see what had happened, because they had heard about the 2,000 swine that drowned in the sea, they thought they'd see Legion down there naked, shivering, crying, broken. Same old boy they'd always seen. But he was changed.
That's right.
That naked boy was clothed. Legion was changed. Instead of the pained expression that they were used to, Legion had a smile on his face. Instead of the tormented fella they had grown accustomed to, he now had peace in his heart. Oh, what a change had been made in Legion. And he sat at the feet of Jesus. Why did he sit at the feet of Jesus? Because Jesus made a change in him.
Amen.
If we say we've been saved, I believe we got a desire to be at the feet of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
I've got three boys. They're all grown. Here, about 6 weeks ago, they were all home at the same time at my home where they were raised. they've come in at different times. And last Friday night, the one that lives here locally came and sat down and visited for about an hour and a half, 2 hours, and just talked. You see, they know where we're at, and they know how to find us. Now, the other two don't live in state. They live way away from here. But they call, and they talk to me, and they talk to my wife every once in a while. I know, now listen, I know the Bible says he's nigh to them that are of a broken heart and will save such as be of a contrite spirit. This is his house. If I want to have just a little talk with Jesus,
yes,
you see, I've done that before.
Yeah.
Amen.
And I know what happens
when
I humble my heart and I cry out to him. Good things happen when I talk to Jesus.
Amen.
He blesses me when I talk to him. He solves my problems when I talk to him. He loves me up, wraps his arms around me when I talk to him. I highly recommend just a little talk with Jesus, because he can change your situation. You may be here to give it up. You may be hearing Satan say, just quit, forget it, you'll never accomplish anything. I've got good news for you. Try Jesus.
Amen.
He never fails.
Amen.
You know how much of a change there was in Legion? Jesus went to get back on the ship to leave that country. You know who was following in his footsteps?
Yeah.
I believe he was so close to Jesus had to say, now wait just a minute, son.
Yeah.
Oh, I believe Legion had already went to step his foot up to get on the boat. And Jesus said, you just wait. There's some things you got to do. I'm ready to step on the old ship of Zion.
Amen.
But I can't go till he says so.
That's right.
I can't go because I have to be like Legion.
That's right.
I have to stay here and tell the good things the Lord has done for me. The preaching I gave to you this morning, you carry the gospel out to those that you love. I won't see them unless they come into this sanctuary, unless they watch us on Facebook. But I'm here to tell you today, you've got a purpose in this life. You're a child of God, and it's your obligation. People don't like that, do they? Oh, don't put anything on me. Oh, let me tell you what all's wrong. And I've met those folks too. Of you, they can point out everything wrong with the church.
Amen.
They can point out everything they don't like or don't please them. And we don't end at the right time for them. We don't sing the right songs. We sing too little. We sing too much. The preacher preaches too little. He preaches too long. What have you done for God?
Amen.
What have you? Do you love him? Has he made a change in you? If he's done something for you, you're obligated to praise him.
Amen. Come on.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
I'm a little leery of those folks that are never satisfied.
Amen.
Change. Stay here and publish. Tell what good things the Lord's done for you. If he wakes you up tomorrow, you're obligated to give a testimony for him.
Amen.
You're obligated to be a witness. You know what Paul told Timothy? Always be ready. Are you ready right now? What if I called your name? Could you tell how good God's been to you? Always be ready to give reason for the hope that lies within you. I like the song that Becky sings every once in a while. Nothing good have I done to deserve God's own son. I'm not worthy of the nail scars in his hand. Yet he chose the road to Calvary to die in my stead. Why he loves me, I can't understand. Oh, he's been so good to me. I'm here today through his goodness and his mercy.
Amen.
I stand before you by his grace. As a matter of fact, Paul had this to say, unless we boast, for when a man thinketh himself to be something, right then he is nothing. Paul said this, I am what I am by the grace of God. Without it, I'd be a miserable, lost wretch on my way to hell. And you would too. Did you know that? But I'm glad God makes a change.
Amen.
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 Well, he changes men, preacher. Does he change women? Why, yes, he does. John chapter 4, around verse 4, says that he must needs go through Samaria. There was a reason God had to go, that God sent Jesus to go through Samaria. There was a reason that the Holy Ghost came by and convicted my heart and spoke to me one night about a mile and a half down this way across the bridge. There was a reason. You see, this is not happenstance. This is not luck. This is not chance. This is God.
Amen.
Amen.
Does he change women? Why, yes, he does. And Jesus, being weary, sat thus on the well. And a woman of Samaria came to draw water. Listen, Bible readers, listen. If you're not a Bible reader, go read John chapter 4. Don't take my word for it. I want you to know what the King James Version Bible says. The woman came to draw water, and Jesus asked her of a drink. And she said, you being a Jew, ask me, a Samaritan, to give you a drink of water, for the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Satan gave this woman every excuse to walk away. He gave her every reason not to have any dealings whatsoever with Jesus. But Jesus knew there was a need. You can't fool him. Did you know that? He knows the number of hair on your head. He knows the inner thoughts that you have between your ears. He knows the thoughts and the intentions of the heart. I'm here to tell you today, and he knows that you're broken. He knows what it's going to take to fix you and make you clean and make a change in your life. This was a woman that had five husbands. And the one that she was living with now was not her own. Well, preacher, that's adultery. We don't need them people in the church. Let me tell you what church is for. Church is for sinners. And she might have been living in sin, but I believe she made it right. Yeah. How do you know, preacher? Because when she went back down where she was living, she'd been passed along like a worn-out old shirt. But when she got down there, her words made a difference. People knew there'd been a change. In her. Do you think her testimony would have been anything if she had went right back to that fellow she was living with and seeing it in adultery? I don't think so. But I'm telling you, when she got down to her, people recognized there'd been a change. Well, prove it, preacher. All right. Her testimony caused those people down there in that village to come see Jesus and believe for themselves. Your testimony can do the very same thing.
Amen.
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 Amen. Come on.
Yes.
Is there not anything you can give God credit for? Is there not anything that you can praise the Lord for? Has he done something for you?
Amen.
Amen.
As a matter of fact, the writer said, in him we live and move and have our very being. You couldn't draw a breath without the Lord.
That's right.
Your heart couldn't beat one more time except the Lord willed it. Change. A change. And I know it was made mention of tonight. I've got them in my family, and you do too. They made a profession. And where are they? Well, let me tell you this. Professing and possessing are sometimes two different things.
That's it. Right. That's it.
I could tell you I'm a millionaire. But have you seen my wallet? Have you seen my bank account? Because when you went to looking for proof, you wouldn't find any. I can tell you I'm a Christian, but if I cuss every time I open my mouth, if I live the meanest, vilest life you've ever seen, is there evidence that I've ever possessed that stuff that I've professed? Now listen, friends, I know that they're backsliders. And I know this too. It's not my place to judge. Amen?
Amen.
You know whose place it is to judge? Well, that's the pipe. No, it's not. The righteous judge.
Amen.
We'll figure them out, and he'll separate the sheep from the goats.
Amen.
It's not my job to judge people. It's just my job to tell people that Jesus loves them, and he will forgive them, and he'll make a change in them if they'll
trust
him.
Amen. Amen. Come on.
Bless him, Lord.
Church is for everybody.
That's it.
Now, I do believe this. I believe if you're going to sing, you need to be right with God.
Amen.
I believe if you're going to preach, you need to live what you preach.
Amen.
I believe if you're going to teach Sunday school, you need to study to show yourself approved.
Amen.
Or preach the words, you need to study to show yourself approved.
Amen.
Or be a church member, you need to study to show yourself approved.
Amen.
Have you been there? I used to be there. The preacher read and studied. The Sunday school teacher read and studied, but little Mike never did that much until I realized what I was missing. Listen, Satan, you may not know what's in store for tomorrow, but Satan does.
Amen.
He's got your number.
Listen,
he's got something waiting on you in the morning. You don't know what you're going to face, but God does.
Amen.
And if you want him to speak to you, look right there in that book.
Amen.
And he'll give you exactly what you need to face Satan with tomorrow.
Amen.
All right. A change. There was a change in the woman at the well. She said, come see a man that's told me. Oh, you know what she did? She gave her testimony.
That's right.
Your testimony is something special. Your testimony, now you, some of you may not like this. And I like to sing. I like the good spirit when it comes by and singing. But you know what the best witness is? Your testimony.
Amen.
When you tell that something personal that God has changed for you. Come see a man that's told me all things ever I've done. Is this not the Christ, the Son of the living God? Legion's testimony was what the Lord wanted to give. You see, it changes you. Let's go back to Naaman. You know what Naaman did after he came up out of the pool seven times, after coming up out of the river the seventh time, he was clean. He went back down to the prophet's house, didn't he? And he tried his best to give what he had. Let's look at another fellow. One he wouldn't like very much. Everybody pointed fingers at him and said he's a beat. He's a cheat. He was thought very little of. The Bible says, and you all sung the song as children, that he was little of stature. That doesn't necessarily mean he was short. He was thought very little of. But he heard about Jesus. You see, he had money. People think if you have money, you're going to be all right. Money can't buy happiness.
Amen.
Money can't buy health. Money can't buy a peace of mind. Money can't make your heart beat one more time. I don't care who you are. There's a void on the inside that needs a change. That change is Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
He heard that Jesus was going to pass that way. And he knew that he'd never be able to see him. Never be able to touch him. So he found a tree. A sycamore tree. You know anything about a sycamore tree? Its limbs are low so that it's easy to climb up in. Its leaves are broad so that it offers protection. In the middle of an arid, dry area, Zacchaeus found a sycamore tree. Now, it wasn't planted yesterday. It wasn't planted last month or last year. You see, God knew Zacchaeus needed a change. So long before Zacchaeus ever thought of finding Jesus, God planted a sycamore tree.
Amen.
You know Zacchaeus' story. He climbed up in the tree and Jesus passed by.
Amen.
He might not want you to preach. He might not want you to sing a song. But if you can lift a sinner up to Jesus, help them to see Jesus.
Yes.
That's all we should ever want in life. Did you know that?
Right.
Jesus passed by.
Yeah.
And he saw Zacchaeus. And he said, Zacchaeus, come down and make haste. For today, I must abide at thy house. Seek in the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. If you want a change, if you want peace, if you want love in your heart, if you want to live in heaven when this life is over, seek the Lord.
Amen.
I'm telling you today, he came to seek and to save that which was lost.
Amen.
He said, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down for today. Have you ever thought about why Jesus said this? I must abide. I'll tell you why. Because that was his mission, to save sinners.
Amen. Amen.
He couldn't have been more refused, Zacchaeus. That was part of his mission. Well, Zacchaeus just wanted to know the right. He just wanted to change his reputation a little bit, no doubt. Just making a little show so people would think a little better of him. Well, let's look at the evidence. Zacchaeus made haste and came down. And he said, behold, half of my goods I'll give to the poor. And if I've taken anything from any man by false accusation, I'll not just give him back what I took. I'll restore unto him fourfold. In other words, four times what he even says, that what he's even accused me of. Why? Because I've changed. Because I love him. And I want him to have what I got too. Oh, friend, I believe. If you get Jesus in your heart, if you ask him to save you, you'll not go right back to the same old filth you were in.
Amen.
You'll not go back to drinking. You'll not go back to cursing. You'll not go back to whoring. But you will make a change in your life.
Amen.
There'll be a reason for you to get up in the morning. There'll be a smile on your face. And when the church bell rings, you won't be able to wait to get there. I'm telling you today, God makes a change in men and women.
Amen.
All right. Let me close. I know we're not flying away, but the Lord's helping me for a little while.
Yeah.
You got 5 minutes for me, I think.
Yeah.
All right. Job went about as far as he could go, didn't he?
Yeah.
Misery. Satan will do that to us. Yea, and all that live godly shall suffer persecutions. Read on. Let's not leave that verse hanging right there. Yes, we'll suffer. But if we suffer with him, we shall also reign with him. Read on.
Amen.
When Paul made that statement, all that live godly shall suffer persecution, you need to read what the Lord brought Paul through. He said, but out of all these tribulations, God hath delivered me.
Amen.
Amen.
Friend, God can change your circumstances.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. 1 Thessalonians, I believe it is. Chapter 15. For this mortal shall put on immortality. and we shall all be changed.
Amen.
Talks about the trumpet of God shall sound. The dead in Christ shall rise first. Now let's get this. You see, and somebody mentioned it tonight. I believe in one place, the writer even said to change your garments. We've got a new garment. We even get our clothes changed.
When
we trust the Lord. Amen. That garment of sin and filth that's ragged and wretched, eat up with moths, we lay that down and we put on a robe of righteousness. A white robe. Oh, and it's new. It's not stained with the filth of this world. It's white, washed in the blood of the Lamb. The dead in Christ shall rise first, and those of us that are alive remain. What's going to happen to us? We'll be changed in a moment, in a twinkling. I don't know about you, I'm ready for a change.
Amen.
And then what are we going to do? We're going to rise to meet him in the air. And so shall we ever. I know people like to debate and advocate their beliefs and things like that. I don't care. All I want to be is with the Lord.
Amen.
As long as I can be with Him, that is all that matters. So I like this verse. So shall we ever be with the Lord. You want the next verse? Comfort ye one another with these words. Friend, you want to know the saddest thing to happen in life? To go all the way through birth to old age and never make a change.
Amen.
Never get to know Jesus as your Savior. You see, to get from earth to glory, a change has to happen.
Amen.
Jesus said this. You may not understand everything I've preached to you tonight. John 3. Get your Bible and read. These are the words of Jesus. Ye must be born again. You got to change. You can't do it on your own. You have to let Jesus do the change. To get from earth to glory, you need to know Jesus as your Savior. That's the only way you can get there. I used to sing this song. Today I ran into the crowd. I used to hang around. I told them that the world and I no longer could agree. And when they asked me why, this is my reply. There's been a change in me. There's been a change in me, a change in me. No, I'm not the man that I used to be. All things are passed away. I can't remember the rest of it. But the lifeline says there's been a change in me. If you're the same old vile creature you've always been, you need to make a change.
Amen.
You need
Amen.
To know Jesus as your Savior.
Amen.
I know this is what we classify as a dumb or a stupid question. If I asked if you wanted to go to heaven, everybody's hand would go up, wouldn't it? But have you been changed to get there? Have you asked Jesus to be your Savior? It's not hard to be saved. You just have to want it. It's that simple. That's all there is to it. You have to want it more than anything. Is it worth it?
Amen.
Best thing, listen, I've been blessed. I've been blessed. Got married to a good woman. been married for 34 years. God blessed me with a fine home with three children. I've been able to travel. I got a decent education. The best thing that ever happened to me was when I said, Jesus, please save me.
Amen.
I could have been a high school dropout and still been satisfied.
Amen.
Because Jesus saved my soul. I could have been never met the woman that I met and got married, been single my whole life, but I'd have been satisfied because Jesus saved my soul.
Amen.
Friend, Jesus is the change you need. Nothing else will satisfy me like He will.
Amen.
All right.